This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Right now, get the lowest price at EdenPure.com with code word HOWWEDEAL. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
No, in fact, President Trump used the words peaceful when he talked about, the statements that he made. I haven't heard Maxine saying anything about peacefully protesting.
If you riot, if you loot, if you harm others, particularly if you harm a law enforcement officer during one of these violent assemblies, you're going to jail.
I'll get a warrant for my arrest. This is wonderful. I'm going to jail.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
They're doing things in this country that Bernie Sanders would have said impossible. And I don't know if Joe knows what's going on with it, because I think you have a cabal. You have a group of people that are sitting around a table just saying, do this, do this, do this. They're giving them these things to sign.
Who leaves Atlantis off the maps?
Who keeps the Martians under wraps?
We do.
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
They're reading the verdict right now in Minnesota. They've already said guilty on unintentional second degree murder. I don't know what that means exactly, but let's hear what's going on in the courtroom right now. We'll get to the Trump line later on, maybe, but let's go back to the jury, courtroom live.
Members of the jury, I will now read the verdicts as they will appear in the permanent records of the 4th Judicial District.
This is tape.
State of Minnesota, County of Hennepin, District Court, 4th Judicial District. State of Minnesota Plaintiff versus Derek Michael Chauvin, Defendant. Verdict, Count 1. Court file number 27, CR20-12646. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to Count 1, unintentional second degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:44 p.m. Signed, juror foreperson, juror number 19. Caption, verdict count 2. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 2, third degree murder, perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Signed by jury foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 3. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 3, second degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Jury foreperson 019. Members of the jury, I'm now going to ask you individually if these are your true and correct verdicts. Please respond yes or no. Juror number 2, are these?
So he's guilty on all counts. 844-500-4242. So, it's seems kind of harsh to me, but this is what Maxine Waters wanted. This is what the President of the United States wanted. So, it looks to me like they have no reason to quote unquote demonstrate, as Charlie Baker would say. 844-500-4242. We'll keep monitoring the events. This is just a sort of filler right now, boilerplate. They go and ask each individual juror if this is his decision, if this is what he meant to say. So we can go to the Chump Line now, and we will. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. We'll take your calls on this when we come back after the Chump Line's over. Go ahead.
Lovey, can you believe that deplorable Genghis Carr's latest flip-flop? Apparently now he's a fan of the Boston Marathon. Next thing you know, he'll be writing a book about it. And considering my impressive marathon record, it's only a matter of time before he wants to interview me again. Well, this time, he's buying the beer.
I've always bought the beer when I was with John Kerry. And incidentally, John Kerry is the only guy who ever claims to have run the Boston Marathon who can't remember the year that he ran the Boston Marathon. Funny thing, huh? Just like he can't remember where he was on the Cape when he tracked, when he was in pursuit of the 24-point buck.
The lovely Maxine Waters wants to be Rosa Parks, but it looks to me more like she's Rosa Luxemburg.
Ooh. A traitor? Keep going. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And as we enter the final week of competition to fish with Captain Dave, we also celebrate Patriots Week and honor the bravery of Paul Revere, William Dawes, and Samuel Prescott. Their heroism in the moments leading up to our revolution echo still. America.
The verdict is in. Joe Biden is an idiot in the first degree.
Don't stop the presses for that one. I think we had that one on the record for a long time now.
Why don't we just do away with jury trials completely? All we need is 12 enlightened Democrats, because they seem to know within seconds if somebody's guilty or not.
And they also know if somebody's not guilty. You know, President Trump was guilty of inciting a riot and should be charged with premeditated murder. Maxine Waters, on the other hand, was guilty merely of speaking truth to power, one of their favorite cliches.
There's no truth about Hunter's laptop. There's no interview with Joe Trancorn Pop. All I know is that Antifa is real. Peaceful protests mean burn, loot, and steal. And if everything's completely free, what a wonderful world this will be.
Yeah, it's an Antifa world out there, and everybody's just kind of like looking the other way, aren't they?
You can't spell joke without J-O-E.
Right, and you can't spell pandemic without D-E-M.
Howie, it's not just a vaccine, it's a lifestyle.
That's true, it is. It's not just, no, it's a religion, too. It's more than a lifestyle. It's a cult. It's a religion. It's a faith. And when you ask people to give up their masks, you're asking them to renounce their faith, and they won't do it. Did you hear what Governor DeSantis was calling the lockdown crowd the other day? He was calling it Faucism, as in Fauciism. I love that. I put that in my column for tomorrow. Faucius, that's who's running all these states in the Northeast.
Be a bunch of good Democrats and let them burn your town down. They're just trying to make a point.
Yeah, Charlie Parker was just going on again today. We only had one bad night. You know, out of all those tens and hundreds of thousands of people protesting and peacefully protesting, there was just one bad night. Yeah, there were shell casings on Tremont Street. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in vandalized storefronts, broken glass, burnt buildings, attacked buildings anyway. I don't think they burned anything down from downtown crossing all the way to Mass Ave.
Can I get me a Maxine vaccine here?
I think it's been invulnerable to challenges from the political or the medical community for 30-plus years.
In comes Press Secretary Jen Psaki, who looks like the bride of Chucky. When she promises to circle back, don't hold your breath, Jack. I think she has selective memory.
Yes, yes. Her fallback position is always, well, you know what he meant.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow. Normally today would be the day our government employees would return to work. But thanks to Charlie Baker, the holiday weekend has lasted 13 months and counting. Miss me yet, big guy? We're going to be fine.
I've said that, small Duvall. As pathetic a governor as you were still better than Tal Duval.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The number, if you'd like to call and leave a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. We also post the extra overflow Chump Line messages every evening around 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Chopped Chumps, we call them. And you can find Chopped Chumps wherever you find your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And as we enter the final week of competition to fish with Captain Dave, we also celebrate Patriots Week and honor the bravery of Paul Revere, William Dawes, and Samuel Prescott. Their heroism in the moments leading up to our revolution echoes still, America.
Be a bunch of good Democrats and let them burn your town down. They're just trying to make a point.
They're speaking truth to power, as I said earlier. That's what they—that's what they're doing. This is all about reparations and whatever else you want to make it. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Forget grocery store crowds. Choose from over 25 chef-created recipes every week with HelloFresh. You'll get a box on your doorstep filled with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that, in as little as 20 minutes, will become delicious meals. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, with code HOWIE12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should marijuana be legalized nationally or should it be left to the states?
Should be left to the states.
87% say it should be left to the states.
87%, okay. 844-500-4242. As soon as the verdict was read, guilty on all counts, the Executive Office of Public Safety and Security, that's Charlie Parker's law enforcement, issued a press release. Massachusetts public safety officials said today they are prepared to support municipal authorities should they request assistance with large-scale events. What's with the euphemisms? Events in the days ahead. The Baker-Polito administration, local and state law enforcement, and other agencies are coordinating to ensure sufficient personnel are available to preserve public safety and protect the rights of all residents in the event of sizable gatherings. Is it an event or a gathering? Related to the Derek Chauvin trial in Minneapolis. Governor Bacon signed an order that will make up to 1,000 members of the Massachusetts National Guard available in the event that local officials request their assistance. That number reflects the maximum number of personnel who would be available and not necessarily the number deployed. Similar orders last year did not always result in any guard operations. 844-500-4242. They're already saying that this is going to Maxine Waters' comments are going to lead to an appeal. I mean, there was going to be an appeal anyway. His bail was revoked immediately, and he's been taken into custody, and there won't be any sentencing for a couple of months. Let's see if I can get some stuff here, some information on what's happening now. He was convicted of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Deliberations lasted just over 10 hours, making for a relatively speedy verdict. I surely wouldn't have predicted that the jury would come back this fast. But that's the thing. You can't make predictions about a jury. You never know. The charge of second-degree murder carries a maximum penalty of 40 years in prison, while third-degree murder carries up to 25 years in prison, and second-degree manslaughter up to 10 years in prison. Okay, so you could say 75 years, but obviously it's not going to be 75 years if they ran consecutively, but they won't, obviously. Chauvin was remanded into custody of the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office with bail revoked. Sentencing will occur in roughly 2 months, according to the judge in the state. So we'll see how it plays out tonight on the streets. I mean, you know, they got what they wanted, you know. I mean, I think, you know, I don't think that he should have been convicted of murder. I mean, you know, the toxicology report, the medical examiner's testimony indicated that he might have died anyway if he'd been in his apartment, you know, just lying on a bed, you know. But this is the verdict, and the jurors made their decision. They heard all the testimony. You and I didn't. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Howie, about a year ago, before this time, I was told I was going to need a real ID. A real, real, really good ID. I'd have to produce a birth certificate,
right,
a passport,
right,
mortgage statement, etc. So now I've heard that we just got a notification online that the real ID deadline is approaching.
Yes.
And I forget even why I need this. It's just
you needed
ironic
to get on an airplane, Paul.
Well, you don't need anything to vote, but you need a really, really, really real ID to get on an airplane. Okay.
Right. Right. And the feds just arrested John Doe in Brockton, I think it was, for stealing someone's U.S. identity. He's an illegal alien, obviously, and he was going to use it to get a real ID. And everybody's supposed to not just a regular driver's license, but a real ID to get on a flight at a certain point. I don't know what the date is. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Not surprised by the verdict. Today, I was a 22-year veteran of a law enforcement agency in Massachusetts. I almost got killed in the line of duty 13 years ago. And I just got a quick story to tell you. There was a person that had a beef with me who, while he was in custody, claimed that I assaulted him.
Mm-hmm.
I was not even in the state at the time. It took 10 years in Massachusetts to clear my name. I had four different trials, and they, you know, every time they dismissed it, but they always left the door open for him to appeal. And this is a lifelong criminal.
Yeah.
This surge in treating law enforcement the way that it's been going last year isn't anything new. In this state, it's been going on for decades. You're guilty until you're proven innocent.
But
now, as a former law enforcement official, I have to say, you know, I don't know all the evidence in the case. I wasn't at the trial, so I can't speak with 100% certainty. But based on my years of training in work experience, it appears that the 9-minute knee on the chest was a bit excessive. Just based on that, I'm not speaking to the validity of the case.
Yes, it probably was, but on the other, you know, his defense, or the defense that they put out in public, is, well, you know, George Floyd was 6'4" and weighed over 200 pounds, and I think Chauvin was 5'9", 140 pounds, and he was the biggest of the four cops. How'd you like to be one of those other three cops tonight? What do those guys do now? I think they go for the plea, don't they? We'll take more of your calls in a moment. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. People are texting me saying, would you go to work as a police officer tonight? And I don't know. I wouldn't want to be a police officer anyway. But I guess, you know, you want to back up your brothers, right, in the thin blue line. I mean, I certainly understand why they're having problems recruiting police officers. Now, then it used to be a pretty damn good job, but not so much now. And again, I'm not defending Derek Chauvin, and he never seemed like a really nice guy or anything like that. But you have to wonder about this verdict. And the larger question, of course, now is, I mean, it's not a surprise that he was convicted. Obviously, I mean, it would have been an amazing turn of events if he had been acquitted. And I wonder what's going on out on the streets. Are they disappointed? Are the social justice warriors disappointed that they're not going to get a chance to riot tonight, or are they just going to pretend that that he was acquitted and just go ahead and riot? I don't know. It's going to be a very very interesting evening to see how events unfold. 844-500-4242. Would you advise your kid to become a police officer? To go to the academy? I think they're getting a lot fewer, just across the country, I think they're getting a lot fewer people that are interested in joining law enforcement. I can certainly understand why. And it used to be that, if you were a police officer, you would, you wanted to do something else after you you got your years in and retired early at like 50 or 55. You would you'd go to law school, but there's not that much of that going on anymore either. I think a lot of the younger cops like to pick up a trade, and I think it's a really smart move on their part. You know, just a electrician, something like that, a carpenter, any electrical worker, I guess, is the big one. 844-500-4242. 561, but on all three counts, I'm a little surprised that it was all three counts. But again, I think they're going to have pretty good grounds for appeal here with Maxine Waters. Although we'll see, if they just wait a few months, let everything cool off, and then just try to throw out a couple of accounts and maybe get him on the 10-year count, and I don't know how it's going to play out. This is uncharted waters. 844-500-4242. Look at the Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. I mean the cop who shot him, they couldn't get a conviction on him. I mean, he was attacked by Michael Brown. Could he get off today? Could George Zimmerman, the guy who went in Florida, who shot Trayvon Martin, could he get off today? I don't know. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking the call, and thanks for being there right on the cusp of every announcement and the hot breaking news. Yeah, this is the safest punt he possibly could have for this jury. I don't blame them at all. Shouldn't even have been in that venue with all the stuff on the side. And which one of those jurors, sequestered or not, thought that if you can dox Donald Trump and get his tax returns out there, that you couldn't dox their addresses? So they figured, hey, the heck with this. The city's going to burn. We're going to be on the tip for this. We're not going to hang on this and hang our city. We'll just go all counts. Let it be all their responsibility what happens. He can do this on appeal. I mean, even in the closing arguments, the guy was out of line. The prosecutor was out of line by saying, he's calling him a liar, calling the defense a fabrication, a story. He objected a couple times, but there's just cause right there. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I know. It was not a normal trial under any circumstances. But, I think that's a pretty good analysis of what's going to happen, that the jury punted. And again, it's Chauvin is a patsy. I mean, again, I'm not saying he's not guilty of some kind of crime. But he's having to take the rap for everything that's happened in the country for, I guess, hundreds of years when you get right down to it. And maybe they can get it straightened out from his jail cell. But it's no fun going to jail for a night, let alone years and years and years. And it's And again, I just think a lot of people are thinking cops, they already have record numbers of cops are retiring from every department across the country, and it's got to just be picking up steam from now on. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Zebra. Joel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joel.
Hey, Howie. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey, you know, the way I'm reading this is, you know, the guy had, he had issues, and I just think, you know, the unions protect him, you know? And, well, you know.
the unions paid for his defense, but they didn't really protect him that much, did they, Joel? Come on.
No, I understand that. I understand that. And it seems like a Democratic type issue here, because you got a career criminal and a cop that's had issues dealing with criminals clashing, and it just right. became, you know what I'm saying?
Right. It was just, it was just one of those things that was destined to end badly, and now it has. And we just hope that the civil unrest does not get out of control in the next couple of days, and it certainly shouldn't. I mean, the people that were out in front of that courthouse, the people that they're preparing for tonight in Boston and New York, Philadelphia, L.A., San Francisco, every large city in the country, they got what they wanted. They got what they wanted. So this is it. I mean, go home. Thanks for the call, Joel. Richard, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, Howie. How's it going?
Good.
About the trial, the Chauvin trial, I think the outcome was going to happen no matter what. I mean, the rioting, the looting, whether they did anything. And like you said, there's plenty of grist for the appeal mill here. This is just going to, I mean, we're going to be reliving this thing. And it's a punt, basically. But what I initially called about is that I had a small problem with the poll question about the marijuana.
Yes.
Yes. The federal ban would have to be lifted so that it can go to the states. Right? So, I mean, they're going to have to.
The way I heard Schumer this morning at his press conference, he wants to file legislation to just legalize pot just across the board. Right? Do we have his entire cut here? I'm just looking at it. Yeah, we don't. But that's basically, he wants to just legalize it, across the board. And I think it's just a mistake. I believe that the state should be making the decisions. Just like, you know, as much as I would like to see New Hampshire totally wide open, I can understand the theory behind letting the mayors and the town councils and the town administrators make the decision on each county, each city or town what they do. Thanks for the call, though, Richard. I appreciate it. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, hi, Howie.
Hi.
Long time listener, and I knew you back from the Jerry Williams days.
Thank you.
I just want to talk quickly about this. The protesters who had their eyes on the 60-inch TVs, what are they going to do now?
Well, we'll see. What do you think they're going to do? I don't know.
Maybe they'll celebrate by looting every store in downtown.
We'll know as soon as the sun goes down, right, Ed? Thanks for the call. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie.
Yes.
Ed just stole my thunder, Howie. I think there's going to be celebratory looting, burning, and rioting. And, probably all over the country tonight, because, like, you don't want to let a good go to waste. What's that?
Oh, yeah, never let a crisis go to waste.
Exactly. So, Howie, no matter what happens, there'll be either protest or celebratory looting, and I think a celebratory looting will happen tonight. So stay tuned.
Thanks for the call there, Mike. 844-500-4242. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, Howie. My bet is that if the peaceful demonstrators miss their opportunity to peacefully demonstrate because of the verdict, rest assured they'll make up for it when the sentence is pronounced, because no matter what it is, it will not be enough.
You're quite the cynic, Brian. But how can you give a guy 75 years? There's no way he can give him 75 years. You know the max sentence on all three counts to run consecutively. That wouldn't happen in a million years. I don't think.
Doesn't matter. That's what they'll use as an excuse. It's not justice because it wasn't severe enough.
Yeah. People are saying, well, you're saying that the jury punted and they're going to let the appeals court straighten it out. But in the meantime, this guy Chauvin is going to be in prison. I mean, that's the way it goes, you know. I mean, the guy who called earlier, the cop who said, you know, he was accused of doing something to a career criminal and he had to fight it for 10 years, even though he wasn't in the state when the incident actually happened. That reminded me of a case of one of the four guys who was packed off to prison for 35 years in the Teddy Deegan murder, where the FBI knew who did it before the murder. They knew who did it after the murder, but they let four innocent guys be convicted. There was the guy named Louis Greco. He wasn't even in the state. He was in Miami the night the murder happened, and he was still convicted, and he died in prison. In the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls. And again, I'm not defending Chauvin. He seems like he wasn't a particularly good cop. He seems like he was, you know, kind of a dodgy guy. But, you know, again, this is a little much as far as I'm concerned. 844-500-4242. Why buy gold? Are you watching what is happening in the world today? Global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, spiking inflation, and the looming Biden tax plan. In the 2008 financial crisis, many Americans lost a large portion of their retirement savings. So, what are you doing now to protect your money? Well, many turn to GoldCo, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at GoldCo to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRA guide that uncovers the secret that financial advisors won't tell you. So, what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free IRA guide today. If you visit goldco.com/Howie Carr now, GoldCo will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life for justice, for being there to call out to your mom. How heartbreaking was that? Call out for your mom. I can't breathe. But because of you, and because of thousands, millions of people around the world who came out for justice, your name will always be synonymous with justice.
Thank you, George Floyd. I don't know. That wouldn't have been the first line of my statement if I was issuing a statement. Governor Charlie Parker has issued a statement today with more of his usual virtue signaling. I'll just jump in. This decision does make it clear that Officer Chauvin was not above the law. Funny, that thought never occurred to me as this thing was going on that he was somehow above the law. He was given a fair trial, found guilty, and he will pay a price for his actions. But as the countless tragic events that took place at the hands of law enforcement before and after George Floyd's death make clear, there is much to do to correct, reform, and reimagine. Oh, I hate that word, reimagine. Barack Obama was using that word the other day. Reimagine the way law enforcement officers are trained and how they and their departments are held accountable for their actions, blah, 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 blah. Massachusetts enacted one of the most comprehensive police training, transparency, and account. That's enough of that. 844-500-4242. Again, there's 3,000 National Guard standing by in Minneapolis, St. Paul area to handle this. Whatever happens tonight, along with the state and local police, sheriff's deputies, I think they've been sending law enforcement from as far away as Ohio to reinforce the thin blue line in Minneapolis. We'll see what happens. 844-500-4242. Reynold, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Reynold.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good.
Good. Hey, listen, I wanted to talk about when you were going back to, when you're talking about, Chauvin's stature. I have a lot of friends who are, in law enforcement. I've spent the last 4 years myself going through the hiring processes. I've studied, criminal justice, and, when you talk about the totality of the circumstance and how, George Floyd was, 6'2", 6'4", whatever, 200 pounds, 220 pounds, on drugs at the time, as was proven, and then you talk about Derek Chauvin, who is 5'8", 5'9", 140 pounds.
Right.
I kind of have to wonder. Let's say that was a female officer who was 5'8 and weighed 130, 140 pounds. Would the verdict have been the same? Because when you talk about the totality of the circumstance, does it change when you have a female officer who is very much outweighed by, the person she's trying to control? And, I just got to think, how the jury would have maybe decided differently.
I don't think it would have happened with a female officer, because I don't think a female officer would have tried to confront him, would she? Most likely. I mean, the other male officers were even smaller than Chauvin. That's my understanding. Is it yours?
Yes, and I agree. And all I'm trying to say is that, if the female officer had help, which all of those officers did because they were multiple, I believe that she could have taken that role if she was in that position. And if that were, the case, then, how would things have turned out differently for?
I don't know. There would be a time and a place to discuss this, Reynolds, but I don't think it's a case of male versus female officers here. That's not the discussion that's on the table tonight, the female officer at Brooklyn Center certainly made a terrible mistake. A 26-year veteran, and she reached for her taser and came up with her service weapon and ended up killing Wright. All right, we'll take more of this. We come back. I'm Howie Carr.